Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast Ask Bone Teacher, where I answer your formal questions in an informal way. So today my guest is Dr. Shakibuddin Kashif, who got an amazing All India rank of 1989 and bagged radio diagnosis at MS Ramaiah Medical College. He is also a national level chess player and an avid Kora writer. Hi Dr. Shakib, how are you?
Hello sir. Good evening. I'm doing fine. What about you?
I am also doing very well. Thank you for being a part of this show, Shakib.
No, sir. Thanks a lot for having me here.
So without wasting any more time, Shakib, I would just like to ask you a direct question. What kind of value do you think you can add to the listeners on our show today?
I can share my journey of PG preparation all the way from where it began to where I secured the rank.
Very well then. Can you just start by telling us, when did you start your preparation and how did it all begin?
Proper preparation began during internship time, sir. हमारा first batch था college का, seniors नहीं थे. Exactly कैसे पढ़ना होता है PG के लिए वो पता नहीं था. बस थोड़ा बहुत orientation था कि 19 subject होते हैं, notes बनाना होता है, एक बार पढ़ना होता है, revise करना होता है. Final year में थोड़े classes ली थी local OBG pediatric surgery की. उसमें पता चला था कि notes बहुत important होती हैं. और हमेशा से अंदर एक डर तो था कि हमको पेरिफेरी कॉलेज से हैं और हमारे कंपटीशन में जो मुंबई, बैंगलोर, दिल्ली, कोलकाता ऐसे कॉलेज, ऐसे सिटीज वाले कॉलेज के लड़के बहुत आगे होंगे हमसे, ऐसा अंदर से बहुत डर होता था. और ये कहा जाता था कि इंटर्नशिप में तुमको कैसे मिलेगा, बहुत टफ है, नहीं होगा, एक साल ड्रॉप करके पढ़ लो आराम से, ऐसा बहुत बोलते थे यहाँ पर. तो फिर भी ऐसे तैसे इंटर्नशिप में लोकल इंस्टीट्यूट ज्वाइन कर ली थी कोचिंग क्लासेस की. क्योंकि थोड़े सीनियर्स ने कहा था कि ज्वाइन तो कर लो, देखो पता तो चलेगा. तो क्लासेस ज्वाइन कर ली, लेकिन हो नहीं पाया ठीक से, क्योंकि वो मोटिवेशन था नहीं कि यू कैन डू इट करके. मोटिवेशन नहीं रहने की वजह से ठीक से क्लासेस नहीं होता था जाना, अगर गए तो पढ़ते नहीं थे, नोट्स बनाते थे, बस रोबोटिकली अटेंड कर लेते थे क्लासेस. कुछ कुछ अटेंड करते थे, कुछ कुछ बंक करते थे, उतना सीरियसनेस नहीं थी. क्लासेस अच्छी हुई थी, गलती हमारी थी कि हमने ठीक से पढ़ाई नहीं की, ज्यादा टाइम दिया नहीं, ज्यादा टाइम रिवाइज नहीं किया, ठीक से पढ़ाई भी नहीं हो पाई थी लास्ट में, दिसंबर के एंड में और जनवरी के बिगिनिंग में. ऐसे तैसे करके 15,000 रैंक आ गया था अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह. उसके बाद
मतलब आपने इंटर्नशिप में मतलब सोचा कि पढ़ना है और इंटर्नशिप में मतलब हाफ हार्टेड अटेम्प्ट दी, कुछ सब्जेक्ट्स अटेंड किए, कुछ सब्जेक्ट्स अटेंड नहीं किए, बिल्कुल सुपरफिशियली पढ़ाई की और एग्जाम को चले गए एंड आपको एक 15,000 सॉर्ट रैंक आ गया. नाउ व्हाट डू यू थिंक वाज द रीज़न? मुझे लगता है इट इज़ बिकॉज यू डिड नॉट हैव द सीनियर्स टू टेल यू कि इट इज़ पॉसिबल, एक रीज़न लगता है. और दूसरा रीज़न ये लगता है यू डोंट हैव एनीवन टू लुक अप टू एंड सी फॉर योरसेल्फ, बिकॉज दिस वॉज यू नो एक नई जर्नी थी, आपको कुछ आइडिया था नहीं कैसे होने वाला है. तो आपने सोच लिया कि क्योंकि आप पेरिफेरल कॉलेज के हैं, वो आपके अंदर सब्सटेंस ही नहीं है, राइट?
हाँ, वो वैसे वैसे वाली फीलिंग थी सर. और उसके अलावा वो डर था हमेशा से कि हम क्या कर सकते हैं, हम उतना अपने आप को कभी अच्छे स्टूडेंट माने नहीं थे ऑल इंडिया लेवल पर,
राइट? क्योंकि तो, क्या हुआ था, क्योंकि आप पेरिफेरल कॉलेज के थे, यू ऑलवेज अज्यूम्ड कि आप बिलो एवरेज है, राइट? ये आपका प्रॉब्लम नहीं है शकीब, आई कम अक्रॉस दिस प्रॉब्लम अमंग मेनी स्टूडेंट्स हु स्टडी इन प्राइवेट और पेरिफेरल कॉलेजेस. दे फील दैट दे आर वे बिहाइंड अदर्स. बट अभी आगे अगर हम आपकी कॉन्वर्जेशन आगे लेके सुनते हैं और चलते हैं, तो मुझे पक्का यकीन है कि आपने बहुत अच्छा रैंक लाया और बहुत अच्छा काम किए हैं. बट लेट्स जस्ट गो विद द पेस एंड टेल मी, आपको 15,000 रैंक आई, 15,000 रैंक आई, उसके बाद आपने क्या किया?
उसके बाद तो घर से प्रेशर था सर कि सीट ले लो,
क्योंकि 15,000 के रैंक में कुछ ना कुछ सीट तो मिल जाएगी ना आपको.
हाँ, मिल जाएगी. वो बोल रहे थे सब लोग कि ले लो, क्लिनिकल मिल रही है ले लो, मिल जाएगी, लोकल कॉलेज है, प्राइवेट कॉलेज है, घर में रह के पढ़ लोगे, मिल जाएगी, ले लो, क्यों छोड़ रहे हो, पागल हो क्या? वो जब 15,000 रैंक आया था तब ऐसे लगा था कि इट्स नॉट अ ग्रेट रैंक और आई डिजर्व बेटर. अंदर से एक फीलिंग थी कि मैं और अच्छा कर सकता हूँ अगर मैं अच्छे से पढ़ाई किया. With systematic preparation, I can get a better rank. Because without any systematic preparation, superficial preparation, I got 15,000 rank. So, विद प्रिपरेशन आई कैन गेट बेटर वॉज माई इनर फीलिंग, बाकी और कुछ सोचा ही नहीं, बस छोड़ दिया.
राइट, सो आई थिंक वॉट यू आर ट्राइंग टू से हियर इज दैट, सी वेन यू गेट अ रैंक एंड द अमाउंट ऑफ प्रिपरेशन और एफर्ट यू पुट इन फॉर इट डजेंट मैच, यू ऑलवेज हैव दिस फीलिंग कि आई कैन एक्चुअली इम्प्रूव, एंड दैट इज ट्रू, यू कैन ऑलवेज इम्प्रूव. नाउ द प्रॉब्लम हियर इज इफ यू गेट अ रैंक समवेयर अराउंड, यू नो, से 10,000 to 15,000, विच इज़ इन दैट लिम्बो जोन, राइट, यू आर नॉट वेरी क्लियर कि सीट अच्छी रैंक से अच्छी सीट मिलेगी या अच्छी सीट नहीं मिलेगी, उतनी क्लैरिटी नहीं होती है. तो मैनी अदर टाइम्स स्टूडेंट्स फाइंड दिस, यू नो, मोर डिफिकल्ट देन एक्चुअली गेटिंग अ गुड रैंक, बिकॉज अगर गुड रैंक आ जाता है तो आपको पता है फ्यूचर सिक्योर है, अगर गुड रैंक नहीं आता है तो आपको पता है ड्रॉप करना है. बट वेन यू गेट अ रैंक अराउंड दिस फिगर, राइट, दैट्स अ बिगर चैलेंज. नाउ वाई इज इट अ चैलेंज? आई फील इट्स अ चैलेंज शकीब, बिकॉज यू हैव टू बेसिकली डिसाइड वेदर यू आर गोना टेक अ रिस्क अनदर ईयर एंड गिव इट योर बेस्ट शॉट. नाउ दिस इज अ ह्यूज गैम्बल टू प्ले, आई कैन अंडरस्टैंड, एंड मेनी अ टाइम्स इफ यू डोंट हैव द सपोर्ट ऑफ योर फैमिली एंड फ्रेंड्स, यू काइंड ऑफ गिव इन एंड टेक वॉट एवर यू आर गेटिंग. नाउ माई क्वेश्चन टू यू इज, हाउ डिड यू मेक दैट डिसीजन टू टेक अ ड्रॉप और नॉट?
हाँ सर, तो ये होने के बाद एक्चुअली लगा ऐसे कि आपने जैसे कहा, इधर यू गेट अ गुड रैंक, यू नो यू आर गोइंग टू गेट अ सीट, और यू गेट अ बैड रैंक, यू आर स्टेइंग. फॉर मी दिस वॉज अ बैड रैंक. फॉर मी आई वॉन्टेड टू स्टे फॉर वन मोर ईयर बिकॉज दिस रैंक वॉज इक्विवेलेंट टू नॉट टू क्वालिफाइंग फॉर मी. Because I knew that I can do better with proper preparation.
Right, because you knew that you did not put in the effort that you had capacity of. You did not reach your potential. You did not get exhausted. You did not get burnt out. You did not get tired. And you wanted to. You wanted to push yourself to that edge. And I think this is a very important learning point here, Shakib, and for everyone listening to this podcast. If you feel you have not given your best, and if you feel there is a lot more that you can do and offer to the world, drop it. Because believe me, if there is potential and if you are committed and if you are disciplined, you will definitely improve. That goes without saying, you will improve. There is no gamble here, there is no risk. You put in the effort, you will get the rank. And that's why you're here today. You took that gamble, you put in the effort, and look at your rank, 15,000, say less than 2,000. Amazing, right? So Shakib, then what did you do? I mean, after deciding to take a drop year, what did you do? How did you go about studying?
I decided to attend live classes in my hometown itself, because in my hometown itself, I studied during internship and I got 15,000 rank. So I thought at home itself, if I give proper dedication and systematic study for the preparation, I can get a better rank. Okay. And purely online classes was not my cup of tea. Big question was whether to attend live classes where my maximum batchmates are going, for example like Bangalore, or I can stay at home.
Okay.
एक तो पहले कभी घर से बाहर रहने का experience था नहीं, और उस वक्त पर कभी ऐसे लगा नहीं कि बहुत बड़ा decision हो जाएगा, वो lifestyle change हो जाएगा, खाने का, रहने का, पीने का, सोने का.
Right. I mean, बहुत बहुत सही. I mean, that is a very mature approach to this, Shakib. You were trying to weigh the pros and cons. Whether to change your place of study, because जगह बदलने से जगह ही नहीं बदलती, बहुत सारी चीज़ें बदलती, लोग बदलते, माहौल बदलता है, खाना बदलता है, पानी बदलता है. So are you ready to take that kind of setbacks, or do you want to be in that same place and continue with your preparation there? आया तो फिर आपने क्या डिसाइड किया?
मुझे सर, मैं कभी ऐसे लाइक स्लॉग नहीं कर सकता था, 12 घंटे 14 घंटे 16 घंटे, मेरे बस की बात हुई नहीं वो, लाइक ऑनेस्टली स्पीकिंग मुझसे हो नहीं पाया. तो मुझे बस ऐसे लगा कि इफ आई कांट डू दैट मच एंड इफ माय स्टडी आवर्स इज लिमिटेड एंड इफ आई गो देयर आउटसाइड, आई स्टे आउटसाइड, आई हैव टू गेट माय फूड, आई हैव टू डू द लॉन्ड्री, आई हैव टू टेक केयर ऑफ अदर थिंग्स अपार्ट फ्रॉम स्टडी. सो मुझे ऐसे लगा कि शायद मैं वो टाइम बचा कर घर पर ही रहकर कुछ अच्छे से इस्तेमाल कर सकता हूँ वक्त का.
Wow, that's a very nice calculation, Shakib.
Yeah. अंदर से एक feeling थी सर कि घर पर बैठ के ही थोड़ी बहुत पढ़ाई से 15,000 rank आया था, तो घर पर ही बैठकर अच्छे से पढ़ाई करूँगा तो शायद आ जाएगा. I don't have many regrets of staying at home. जब decision ले लिया कि घर से पढ़ाई करना है, लेकिन तब लगा कि कुछ तो standard comparison तो चाहिए, because without having a standard to compare against, without knowing where we stand,
without knowing where you stand compared to your, you know, the students in metros and all the big cities, right?
Yeah, so because, so I saw a lot of review about Marrow Plan, and Marrow Plan C was not my cup of tea, and so I chose Marrow Plan B.
The one with the QBank and the test series, right?
Yeah, test series as well as the QBank.
Okay.
So I needed a standard solution for assessing my preparation level from home, compared to all the toppers or great students who are doing in capital cities.
So far you have told us why you decided not to leave home, and I think that's a very admirable calculation about yourself. You're very aware of yourself, because you knew that you can't study for 10, 12, 15 hours in a day, and if you can't do that, there will be a lot of time that is going to get wasted apart from that in cooking or taking care of yourself and, you know, washing your clothes and other stuff. So you've decided ki nahi, wo time to waste hona nahi chahiye, to ghar mein raho and jitna time padho wo bas hai. Right, I think that's a very good analysis of yourself, and people should be self-aware. Agar aapko lagta hai aap se nahi hoga to aap mat karo, right? Very good. So after dropping a year, after internship rank I aapne liya, you dropped year, right? And then rank aane ke baad kab aapne padhai start kiya? When did you start your preparation, this long term wala serious preparation?
So actually rank to aa gaya tha sir, like rank aa gaya tha, aur तब क्या है 181 करेक्ट हुए थे इंटर्नशिप के अटेम्प्ट में, तो इट वाज अ फेयरली गुड. तो उसके बाद काउंसलिंग अटेंड करने पे बहुत प्रेशर था घर से, तो अटेंड कर ली काउंसलिंग, तो इसलिए प्रिपरेशन थोड़ा डिले हो गया
काउंसलिंग के वजह से.
द क्लासेस वर सपोज टू स्टार्ट फ्रॉम मार्च, बट समहाउ बिकॉज ऑफ सम प्रॉब्लम्स एट द लोकल इंस्टीट्यूट आल्सो दे स्टार्टेड इन मे. थिंग्स वर नॉट गोइंग एज प्लान्ड. And after 2 to 3 months of staying at home and trying to prepare, ये पता चल गया कि coaching institute पे पूरा 100% अपना भरोसा रखना गलत है, because they were going to take their sweet time to cover all the subjects. Oh, I realized it in June कि एक साल drop करके बैठा हूँ और tension होने लगी थी, actually फटने लगी थी, लग रहा था कि अरे यार medicine ले लेता मैं, आराम से रह लेता, first year PG रह सकता था मैं, सीट ले लिया तो फर्स्ट ईयर पीजी होता था, अभी यहाँ क्या बुक्स में अटका हुआ हूँ, पूरा सेल्फ डाउट आने लगी थी. तब ऐसे लगा कि यार क्या कर दिया, ऐसे बहुत डर लगा था.
वो डाउट क्यों आता है पता है डॉक्टर शकीब? इट्स बिकॉज यू आर पुटिंग इन द एफर्ट, यू हैव टेकन अ रिस्क, एंड the other facets, right, the institute, the coaching or whatever, they are not living up to the standards that you expected. So, जब उनके हाँ से आपको ना वो नहीं मिलता है कमिटमेंट, यू गेट यू नो वेरी डिस्टर्ब्ड, एंड आई थिंक वही हुआ आपके साथ.
हाँ वही हुआ सर, तो तभी डिसाइड किया कि कुछ तो एक्स्ट्रा करना पड़ेगा कंपटीशन में रहने के लिए, वरना ऐसे तो बैठेंगे तो निकल जाएंगे फिर तो. वी विल बिकम एन एग्जाम्पल इन इट अवर सेल्फ, बोलेंगे लोग कि देखो इसको 15,000 रैंक आया था,
लिया नहीं था, इसलिए देखो लाइफ में ऐसी है.
हाँ, एक साल छोड़ दिया और अब देखो कहीं का नहीं रहा. It would have become an example.
Right. I know that.
फिर से सोचा कि should I go to Bangalore? तब फिर से सोचा जून में कि वहाँ पे फिर से जाऊँ क्या? अच्छा अभी भी कुछ बिगड़ा नहीं है. But then I just took a break from studies for a week. I thought a lot with different moods at different points of time and on different days of the week. And after that, I realized it would be a major change, and I instinctively declined it and decided to stick to the same plan but make some modifications.
Okay.
So to compensate for the lags, I started attending live classes in other cities like Bangalore, Hyderabad, whenever it fit into my schedule. Mm-hmm. I decided ki abhi self-preparation hi karna hai. Self-preparation is going to be the main thing. Coaching classes will be just supplementary.
Wow. I think what you said was, it's like a truth bomb, and I would just like to repeat it for everyone listening to us. What he said is that self-preparation is the primary mode of preparation, and everything else are just supplementing your preparation. I mean, those are golden words. Let that sink in. See, he saw that the institutes were not, you know, maintaining the schedule that he had in mind, and institutes ho, app ho, you know, kuch bhi ho, they have not a lot to lose. You are the one who's going to lose. So if everything doesn't fall in alignment to your schedule and you start feeling disturbed, आई थिंक इट्स टाइम यू रिकन्सिडर एवरीथिंग, यू री इवेल्यूएट योर रिसोर्सेज एंड देन मॉडिफाई देम अकॉर्डिंग टू योर नीड्स. एंड दैट्स वॉट डॉक्टर शकीब डिड. ही रीअसेस्ड हिमसेल्फ, ही स्टॉप्ड फॉर वन वीक, paused his preparation, reconsidered all the options and realized ki he has to stay home, but to complete the syllabus and attend those classes, he traveled and attended them. Awesome Dr. Shakib. Right now, pehle ek baat batao. Now so essentially you've started self preparing, right? And I can imagine self preparation ke sath itne sare headaches, uncertainties and emotional disturbances aate hain. Aapne kaise deal kiya? How did you deal with that? Because usually jab group ke sath padhte hain aur koi partner hota hai na, you have some support going on. How could you do this all alone?
To bas aise socha ki sir, what do people who are preparing in group or at for example in Bangalore coaching centers, what do they have and what I don't have? I started comparing. I compared what positives they have and what positives I have, what negatives they have, what negatives I have. So I started adding more positives to me, mm-hmm. and utilizing their negatives. Mm-hmm. So when it was 6 months left for the exam, I had a realization of that anxiety and self-doubts eating me from inside. Mm-hmm. I had that fear inside me ke kya hoga agar 15,000 se kharab rank aaya to, life barbaad ho jayegi kya. Like I was having a considerably good option of a clinical seat at my hometown itself in the first attempt without wasting any years. Mm-hmm. What if I don't get even that? तो वो बहुत बड़ा सवाल था उस टाइम पर. आई वॉज वॉन्डरिंग इन द वाइल्ड, आई कुड सी माई फियर्स सो क्लियरली ओवर शेडोइंग माई ड्रीम्स. आई वॉज लाइक नो, आई नीड टू डील विद दिस थिंग फर्स्ट. आई टुक अ ब्रेक एंड आई वॉज लाइक अगर मैं सोचूंगा कि आई हैव टू डू 19 सब्जेक्ट्स एंड आई हैव टू रीड देम एंड आई हैव टू रिमेंबर देम, 1.5 से 2 लाख डॉक्टर्स लिखने वाले हैं, इट वुड लुक सो ह्यूज,
राइट?
It's right. An unsurmountable thing.
Yeah, 19 subjects you have to prepare in 6 months. It's an impossible task if you look at it that way, right?
Yeah, so I thought ki nahi isko ye problem ko abhi address karna hi hai. So I had a vision. I cannot complain that it's not going as planned and ruin my career because of excuses. So I took a week off. I didn't study anything, gave myself some time to think, let it sink in, and how to tackle the problems was the question I asked to myself. Later on, when the emotional outburst, anxiety, they subside after some time,
right.
If you give some time to heal, that time I made a mind map about what is my goal, what is my competition, and who am I, where do I stand. I started breaking things up. So awesome. Once I started to break things up, then I realized I can break them further.
Mm-hmm.
So I broke down the goal, I broke down the competition.
So what exactly was this mind map, Shakib? You're talking about the goal, the competition and yourself, right? So can you explain a little more about these things?
So sir, I made a goal that I should get a rank below 2000.
Okay.
Because I wanted to take a branch like radiology.
Okay.
And the task was huge, so I had to break it down.
Mm-hmm.
So I break down the goal like I started setting targets to slowly increase the reading hours per week.
Okay.
There was also a video which you had put up recently about focusing on productive hours per week.
Right.
Similar to that.
It's about sustainable progress where you assess the amount of hours you put in on a week basis rather than on a day basis, because I talk about good days and bad days. Anyway, so how did you use this in your strategy?
That time, sir, I did the similar thing because every day is not same.
Right.
Sometimes you do good, sometimes you do bad.
Right.
So to have an average week hours was better.
Right.
So the goal was like something which is not achievable overnight.
Absolutely.
To get a below 2000 rank.
Absolutely.
So it is achievable if we put in hard work every day for next 6 to 7 months.
Right. So that clarity has to be there. That realization has to be there. That this is not something that can happen overnight, Shakib. And I want to interrupt you over here and tell this to everyone who's listening, because I get quite a lot of messages every day. You know, students asking me, ki sir, 2 mahine pad lunga to ho jayega kya sir? Sir, abhi exam ko 3 mahine baki hai. Agar main aaj se 10-10 ghante padunga ho jayega kya sir? So honestly, what Shakib is telling, I think that summarizes my answer for everyone. This is not something that you can do overnight. Overnight, kuch nahi hone wala. You need to put in hours and you need to put it every day and you need to put in for at least 6 to 7 months. And only then you will see some measurable success. Otherwise, wo to bas, you know, you're just shooting in the dark. Aayega to aayega, varna koi control nahi hai. Anyways. So what did you do?
I mean, sir, वो क्योंकि 1.5 से 2 लाख doctors लिखने वाले हैं exam,
right?
और वो लोग भी तो पढ़ाई कर रहे हैं.
Absolutely.
अगर ऐसे होता तो possible, like हर कोई 2 महीने ही पढ़ लेता, 1 महीना ही पढ़ लेता. तो
right.
वो तो right. तब पता चल चुका था कि भाई competition बहुत बढ़ रहा है.
Right.
क्योंकि जो rank आया था 15,181 right questions के साथ, the same questions if I had right previous year, my rank would have been around 8,000 to 9,000. तभी अंदाजा हो चुका था कंपटीशन का कि बढ़ रहा है.
राइट.
आई टोल्ड टू माय सेल्फ आई हैव टू क्लाइम दिस ह्यूज माउंटेन व्हिच इज गोइंग टू बी अ लॉन्ग ग्राइंड. आई हैव टू सेट टारगेट्स फॉर माय सेल्फ एवरी डे और एवरी वीक. सो आई आर्बिट्रेरीली बिलीव दैट वर्क डन बाय एन एवरेज स्टूडेंट विद अ गुड अमाउंट ऑफ हार्ड वर्क इज इक्वल टू द वर्क डन बाय अ गुड स्टूडेंट विद एवरेज हार्ड वर्क.
आई लव दिस लाइन. राइट. सो एवरेज स्टूडेंट hard work is equal to good student average work. Right. Amazing. Right. Sorry. Awesome. Sorry to stop you, but please continue.
Yes, sir. So I believe in that principle and I consider myself as a near average student. And I said to myself that I have to do a good amount of hard work to stay in the race.
You considered yourself as an average student and you understood ki average bande ko hard work karna hai. राइट. वेरी गुड. सो तो ठीक है. आई मीन आपने तो एक अच्छा प्लान बना लिया है और आई एम श्योर यू वुड हैव यू आर एग्जीक्यूटिंग इट. बट टेल मी, अगर आपको पढ़ाई करते टाइम, आई मीन सपोज यू कम अक्रॉस अ बैड डे और अ बैड वीक, राइट, हाउ डिड यू रिकूपरेट फ्रॉम दैट सेटबैक? आई मीन वॉज देर एनी पर्टिकुलर थिंग दैट यू वुड डू टू कम बैक?
It happens with everyone, sir. So since childhood itself, I have been a math savvy person. I convince myself mostly with facts and numbers.
Okay.
So if I don't study for 1 week, I'm lagging behind by 1 week straight.
Right.
And I cannot overtake those who have been studying for that week and who have went ahead of me mm-hmm. in a day or two. It is just not possible.
Right.
So firstly...
तो मतलब जो बंदा आपसे एक हफ्ता आगे है, तो वो एक हफ्ता आगे है. You cannot compete and you cannot overcome that in a day or two. Right? You have to accept that. The first thing is acceptance कि आपने waste किया time और लोग आपसे आगे निकल गए. Right.
हाँ, वो accept कर लिया कि हाँ आगे निकल गए. But इसका मतलब ये नहीं है कि मैं फिर से आगे नहीं जा सकता. I can.
Right.
So first what I have to do is I have to study that basic amount of time. Plus I have to perform 20% better. Say like 1 to 2 hours extra study day. Almost for 15 days. Just to
right.
compensate for that loss.
Awesome. Fee. Awesome. So मतलब आपकी जो baseline पढ़ाई है every day की जो है hours, वो तो करना ही करना है. Plus in the extra hours to compensate for that lost day or week.
हाँ, अगर वो नहीं किया तो जो निकल गए थे आगे वो तो निकल ही जाएंगे.
निकल ही जाएंगे. Now only to reach up to them, yeah, to compensate your loss. This is how this was your metric. And if you could do this, you would tell yourself, मैंने compensate कर लिया.
हाँ, तो वो अगर वो उतना किया तो this was the best I could do.
Right.
अगर इसके बाद भी नहीं हुआ तो इसमें मेरी गलती नहीं है. मैंने किया है. So effort was in my hand.
Right.
So that is nothing to get scared of, but to take it as a challenge. And the good thing is, if you add the human aspect, even the competition would have some bad day or a bad week, and they would lag behind.
Absolutely, absolutely. Right.
Yeah, if they don't compensate, then I get ahead of them.
Right.
I usually like to overcompensate and relieve my anxiety.
I like your visceral analysis of these things, Shakib. I mean, it's very impressive how you tell yourself, ki, right, main gira, main thaka. वो भी गिरेगा, वो भी थकेगा. एंड होता है. एंड ये होता है. दिस हैपेंस टू एवरीबडी, इवन द बेस्ट ऑफ अस. राइट. सो जस्ट बिकॉज यू लॉस्ट अ फ्यू डेज हियर एंड देयर डजंट मीन दैट एवरीवन इज लाइक गॉन अहेड ऑफ यू एंड यू कैन नेवर कम्पीट विद देम. नहीं, उनका भी बुरा दिन आएगा, उनका भी बुरा समय आएगा.
हाँ, वो तो है. और मेरी सेल्फ स्टडी से तो बस इतना पता हुआ था कि मैं 7 से 8 घंटे अच्छे से पढ़ सकता हूँ दिन में. तो मेरा कॉन्सेप्ट ये था कि मेरे 8 घंटे किसी और के 16 घंटे से भी बेहतर होने चाहिए.
यार, awesome. मतलब यार ये कौन लोग होते हैं 16-16 घंटे पढ़ पाते हैं. Anyways, that's a conversation for some other day. Right.
Yeah, but, I respect them. They have so much dedication. But
right. I mean, I know people who do that, and I really admire them. But दे आर लाइक यू नो दे आर वेरी फ्यू, दे आर वेरी फ्यू हु एक्चुअली यूटिलाइज दो 16 आवर्स. मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम होता क्या है, यू सिट डाउन इन फ्रंट ऑफ अ बुक, यू आर एसेंशियली रीडिंग ओनली फॉर 4 क्वालिटी आवर्स एंड द रिमेनिंग यू नो 10 to 12 hours is just being wasted over thinking and over analyzing, right? Anyways, so you've broken down your goal. Abhi tak to aapki story mein mujhe ye samajh aa raha hai ki aapne goal ko break down kara. How did you break the competition? Abhi aapko aapka competition ka analysis kaisa mila, ki how many students are you competing with, and the whole gravity of the situation, ki 2 lakh bacche likh rahe hain, and how would you overcome that thought in your mind?
सर ये एक्चुअली हुआ क्या था, लाइक द मोर वी कम टू नो अबाउट द कंपटीशन द मोर वी गेट अफ्रेड ऑफ,
राइट.
वो जब बहुत दिखा देते हैं कि 1.5-2 lakh हैं तो बहुत डर जाते हैं. सो आई सेड टू माई सेल्फ पीपल हु वुड बी अपियरिंग फॉर एग्जाम सीरियसली वुड मेजरली बी लाइक अवर बैच, अवर सीनियर बैच एंड अवर जूनियर बैच.
सो 3 बैचेस के स्टूडेंट्स मोस्टली रहेंगे.
हाँ वही उतने ही सीरियसली अपियर करेंगे, थोड़े बहुत होंगे सुपर सीनियर्स वगैरह. Mathematically speaking, only 20-30% of our batch is preparing seriously, and 10% hardly of internship students, and our super seniors maybe 20-30. So that would bring down to around like 15,000 of aspirants and 5,000 interns and maybe some seniors 2,000. So around 20-30,000 maximum good students, like the competition who are studying.
So the students who are really studying and putting in the effort are not in lakhs, they are just 15-20,000.
Yeah, they are just like few thousands, like 30,000.
Right. Awesome.
So there is a difference between real competition and participants. There may be around 2 lakh participants in the exam, but for me, I convinced myself that there are 20-30,000 real competition.
I love this, Shakib. I really like this. The whole breaking down of the competition. एंड पार्टिसिपेंट्स, पार्टिसिपेंट्स तो बहुत हैं, उम्मीदवार बहुत हैं, दिल को सबके दिल में है रैंक लाना, पर उसके लिए जो मेहनत कर रहे हैं, आई मीन जो एफर्ट लगा रहे हैं, वो हार्डली 15-20,000 है, राइट. तो एंड यू आर कम्पीटिंग विद ओनली दोज 15-20,000, सो डोंट वरी अबाउट इट, इट्स नॉट रियली हार्ड, राइट. ओके, फिर क्या हुआ?
So when I like after that I also like for to compare with competition we need to give tests. Right. So when we gave tests on like I had taken Marrow Plan B, and when I gave tests there the subject wise tests especially, so I used to check the results. They used to give the top 10, 20, 30, 50, 100. That time I saw the list and names were repeating.
Okay.
That time it clicked ki agar yahan pe repeat ho raha hai to mere rank ke around bhi repeat
hoga. Right, so the names in the top 10 ranks, top 50 ranks used to repeat a lot, right? Because these were the potential toppers and they always topped in all the tests.
Yeah, they always topped, and if they are doing that, then around my rank also there should be some repeat. So
right.
2000 ke around aa raha hai to wahan pe bhi bacche same hi honge. So that time I said to myself ki all I have to do is stay where I am, then climb up and not slip down.
Awesome. Right. Okay. ठीक है. So I think the bigger thing here is to not slip down. Even if you don't grow, the best is to not slip down. Just consistently stay where you are at least. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that you can do only with like the minimum amount of study hours which you have to put every day. That is the work it takes to stay there. It's not like you if you don't study, you stay there. It's
right.
Not
so, like so that. If you study at a baseline pace, which everyone is doing, you'll stay wherever you are. Right? And if you want to improve, you need to put in the extra effort. Awesome. Yeah.
So all in all, I relieved my anxiety in a more objective way by telling to myself ki my competition is majorly the top 20,000. And that apart from trying to improve, I must not fall down much. That
Very
was
good.
The concept
right. I mean, perfect strategy. Upar nahi gaya to nahi gaya, niche to nahi girna hai.
Nahi girna hai.
Now, I mean, you were putting in the effort, you were putting in the numbers, and you had a metric system where you would gauge yourself and compare yourself with the potential competition. How would you analyze your day and say ki yaar ye good day tha aur ye wala bad day hai, and if this was a bad day I need to put in more hours tomorrow? Ye analysis aapko objectively kaise milta tha?
So sir, actually I had joined a reading room nearby. Mm-hmm. It was 15 minutes drive from my reading room to my home.
Okay.
So initially I used to listen songs while driving, but later I reached a point where they used to ring in my head and bother me. I was getting annoyed.
Himesh Reshamiya ke gaane sun rahe the kya?
Initially I used to listen to songs, then I started listening instrumentals only.
Okay.
Started bugging me. So I had even asked you on YouTube what to do about it.
Oh my god, the crazy questions I get on YouTube, man.
later I stopped listening everything.
Okay.
When I was driving in a quiet atmosphere, mm-hmm. that time I got to question myself, how was my day today? Mm-hmm. I always imagined with the same line of thought, I am one of those XYZ rankers. They had one day today. Did I do well today compared to them? Mm-hmm. If not, can I do better tomorrow? Can I do better every day for a few days so that I get ahead of others or compensate for a lost day? These were some of the few thoughts which were pondering in my mind every night. Mm-hmm. And there was one of your videos which I had come across, plan your tomorrow.
Right, plan your tomorrow today, right?
Yeah, so it was the kind of thing which I started doing then.
All right. So for people who don't know what that is, I suggest you go and watch that video because it's a very important video. I just talk about planning the next day, the night before. And this actually relieves you of a lot of anxiety that happens early on in the morning to, do the things that matter. Go there and watch it and it will help you a lot. So now that you have, stopped listening to music and started analyzing yourself, what was the objective result of that analysis, Shakib?
Actually, the main thing that I wanted to tell to myself is to, I had to make peace with my inner self mm-hmm. every now and then with an objective assessment. Mm-hmm. So, since childhood, we are told so many things, but we don't focus over it. The thing which you said, plan your tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
that is being told to us since childhood, but we don't value such things. These are just small, small things which make a big difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So after making the 19 subject notes and reading them once, that was from June till October,
okay.
The notes were ready.
Right. So matlab June se October tak you did the first reading, attended the class and made your own notes.
Yeah, I made sure to the point ke before October, my notes should be ready.
Okay. Awesome.
And right. The scores actually they were increasing gradually.
So you were giving grand tests all the while, right, Shakib?
Ah, yes, sir. I was giving grand tests in June also. In June, I gave 2 grand tests. July, I gave 3 grand tests. August, I gave 3. And September, October, 3, 4, depends on mood. So I was giving at least once in 2 weeks. I had to give a grand test because...
So what were your scores like around October? October-ish, what were your scores like?
So they had plateaued at around 150, 155. I was having a really hard time in October. It was a hell.
Okay.
My hairs had grown, my beard has grown, and I'm not taking care of myself. I'm fully frustrated. Even in your class, you had said, kitna frustrated dikh rahe ho.
Achha, meri class thi October mein.
There was a class, and even during that class, I had left the class to attend an online test,
mm-hmm,
which
mm-hmm.
was going on.
Okay.
So I had left the class to write the test. I did come to class the next day, and that's when you said, ki kitne frustrated dikh rahe ho, kya ho gaya?
But why were you frustrated, Shakib? What was going on in your mind then?
Arre, aapke sawal se bhi frustration ho gaya tha, tab to. कि भाई मेरे को ना कुछ समझ नहीं आ रहा मैं क्या करूं एक साल छोड़ दिया सीट छोड़ दी इतने सारे सेल्फ डाउट्स आते हैं इवन आफ्टर दोस ऑब्जेक्टिव असेसमेंट्स एंड अपने आप को दिलासा दे रहे हो कि यू आर डूइंग गुड बट स्टिल देयर इज द डेविल इनसाइड यू व्हिच जस्ट वोंट गो सो देयर वेर डाउट्स कि हो पाएगा या नहीं देन दैट डे यू हैड काउंसल्ड मी इन द इवनिंग एंड आस्क्ड कि व्हाट वाज माय गोल I hesitantly said instead of 5,000, instead of 2,000, I said ki 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can do better karke, that was your instant reply. And that's when when you said without a slither of doubt that I can do better, that's when if my teacher is saying that by just seeing me for 2 days, it definitely means something. So it gave me a lot of boost and self-confidence. And after that, when I was boosted to study. But awesome. That lasted only 2 days because what happened was result came of that test and again the scores were same.
Dude, समझ नहीं आ रहा यार तुम्हारा तुम्हारा problem शकील बोल रहे हो कि confidence आई और फिर 2 दिन में confidence गई क्यों गई confidence
क्योंकि result देखने के टूट गई
अच्छा okay
वो result देखने का टूट गई थी the score was same 155 फिर से उधर ही अटक गया तब ऐसे लगा कि अरे यार ये लाइक ये शायद ग्रैंड टेस्ट ही खराब है।
ओके
तो मैं और मेरा एक और दोस्त था,
कौन सा टेस्ट लिखा था ये जिसमें 150 आए थे?
डांस सीबीटी सर।
अच्छा ओके, डिसअपॉइंट हो गए काफी।
तो इट वाज इन अक्टूबर।
ऑलराइट ओके।
हां तो हम दोनों का सेम प्रॉब्लम चल रहा था, मेरे एक और फ्रेंड का।
ओके
तो वी वर लाइक नहीं यार ये ग्रैंड टेस्ट ही खराब है, हम ना और दूसरा देके देखेंगे।
यार ये फर्स्ट टाइम सुनाओ शकीब की ये ना प्रॉब्लम टेस्ट में है, मेरे में नहीं। and then what did you do about that? वो problem को solve भी कैसे किया?
अभी सर क्या करना, like mood खराब है, like हम क्या कर सकते हैं? So we were like maybe like let's give another test, what's wrong? So देख के देखते हैं, दे दिया एक और, फिर उसमें भी same result आया।
Okay तो ये test भी खराब है।
हाँ 157 मैरो का दिया था, वो भी खराब है। नहीं फिर वो रिव्यू लिखते बच्चे मैरो लिंक्स पे कि नहीं ये टफ था टेस्ट, तो okay. हमने क्या किया एक और टेस्ट दे दिया।
ओके okay, उसमें कितना आया?
फिर से सेम रिजल्ट आया था सर।
तो 150 160 में ही था और कह रहा था सब टेस्ट खराब है। ओके
तब ऐसे लगा कि नहीं भाई ये इतना कोइंसिडेंस तो होना इम्पॉसिबल है, मैथमेटिकली इट इज इम्पॉसिबल, हम कुछ तो कुछ गलत कर रहे हैं।
राइट
तब ऐसे पता चला,
फाइनली रियलाइज कि गड़बड़ शायद टेस्ट में नहीं है।
तब ऐसे लगा कि हाँ टेस्ट बनाने वाले भी बहुत अच्छे फैकल्टी ही हैं, हम ही अन्नू पन्नू है, हमको ही नहीं आता।
ऑलराइट ओके गुड रियलाइजेशन, वेरी गुड।
It was a very big realization back then. That time it was like I googled like क्यों भूलते हैं हम basically? Why do we forget? Like it was not.
I mean, you tell me. I mean, when you got that score of 150, 160, and you were getting all the others wrong, what was your analysis? I mean, क्या गलती क्या हो रही थी? Why were you getting those questions wrong?
We analyzed sir. Then we thought कि 150, 160 ये तो हमारा baseline score आ रहा है, जो 50 to 60 extra आ सकते थे. Because they were exactly from notes, like almost same to the notes. That time we were like, अरे notes पढ़ना है अब तो. Like अगर notes में के गलत हुए तो फिर से neat में 150 ही आएगा और खत्म, भूल जाओ.
So this 50 to 60 का जो error आ रहा था ना आपको, it was because you did not revise.
Yeah, like it's not like I did not revise properly.
Alright.
I did not revise systematically. मैं अच्छा। बस कभी रिवाइज कर लेता था, दो महीने पहले रिवाइज किया था, फिर आज पकड़ो फिर नया लगता है। तो तब ऐसे लगा कि कुछ तो गलत है अपने टेक्निक में।
ओके
देन आई स्टार्टेड गूगलिंग एंड दैट टाइम आई केम अक्रॉस एबिंगॉस फॉरगेटिंग कर्व एंड आल्सो योर अमेजिंग वीडियो ऑन द 1-2-1-2-1-2 मेथड।
ओके
सो दैट हेल्प्ड अ लॉट।
ओके
वी स्टार्टेड यूजिंग दैट कर्व लाइक व्हेन वी शुड रिवाइज, like there is a window period in which if we revise the time is best utilized for revision.
Excellent.
So we started like we were like dekho bhai ab already bas 3 mahine bache, this is our last ditch effort. Agar humne revise kiya what we had studied a day before, 3 days before, 6 days before and 14 days before, itna karne ke bawajood agar rank nahi aaya to hum bekar.
Okay. Awesome. So you decided कि अब ये 1-2-1-2-1-2 formula लगा के revision करना है सही से
करना है.
Okay.
And it was like already pretty late, like it was October 21st when this realization came. That time when we found your video and the Ebbinghaus forgetting curve strategy and all, we got a little bit of confidence कि ये तो try करके देखेंगे.
Okay.
So we started doing there. At that point, there was no coming back. Actually, what happened was there was so much frustration. ये देखने के बाद ऐसे लगा कि किसी को देखना नहीं है, कौन कितना पढ़ रहा है कुछ देखना नहीं, किसका कितना रैंक आया कुछ नहीं देखना, कुछ और सुनना ही नहीं है, बस अपना नोट्स, अपना टाइम, अपना रिविजन और कुछ नहीं चाहिए.
Awesome.
ही नहीं किसी
awesome.
पे बात ही
awesome.
नहीं
awesome. 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 तो फिर ओके देन जब अपना अपना करना है ना, अपना टाइम लाने के लिए अपना टाइम आएगा कि तैयारी करना है ना, तो ये कैसे की?
तो सर वो डायरी बनाया था लाइक बिकॉज़ इफ वी आर फॉलोइंग सच अ मेटिकुलस स्ट्रेटजी वी आइदर नीड टू लाइक वी कांट रिमेंबर एवरीथिंग लाइक कौन सी चीज कब रिवाइज करनी है.
राइट सो रिवीजन प्लानर बनाना शुरू किए.
हां तो आई स्टार्टेड मेकिंग प्लानर, यू सजेस्टेड लाइक द एक्सेल शीट. But I was more like a person who physically wants to tick once done.
Right.
So आई मेड अ डायरी एंड आई मेड अ पॉइंट कि व्हेन आई स्टडी समथिंग आई नोट इट डाउन व्हेन आई हैव टू रिवाइज इट लाइक आफ्टर वन डे आफ्टर थ्री डेज आफ्टर सिक्स
डेज. तो मतलब डायरी में आज पढ़ा और फिर आगे के डेट्स में उसका रिवीजन डेट डाल
दिया. हां रिवीजन लिख दिया.
ओके
लिख दिया. उसके बाद क्या था लाइक व्हेन दोस लाइक बिफोर आई इवन अराइव टू माय रीडिंग रूम माय शेड्यूल फॉर द डे यूज्ड टू बी रेडी
ऑलरेडी बिकॉज़ जर्नल में लिखा है
अभी ये करना है.
ऑसम.
तो इट वाज लाइक अ पर्सनल असिस्टेंट.
राइट.
ये करना है
कि आज शकीब आज इतना सब पढ़ना है.
हां ये मिनिमम पढ़ना है. कुछ नया करो या ना करो. कुछ नया करो या ना करो ये रिवाइज नहीं किया तो तुम भूल जाओ कि तुम आगे पढ़ सकते हो.
Awesome.
ये लाइक वी यूज्ड टू किक आवरसेल्व्स इफ वी डोंट अचीव दैट रिवीजन टारगेट बिकॉज इट वाज द बेयर मिनिमम कि इट्स नॉट लाइक वी आर रीडिंग समथिंग न्यू वी आर रिवाइजिंग व्हाट वी हैड ऑलरेडी रिवाइज्ड सो इट वाज अ रिवीजन.
राइट.
सो लास्ट फ्यू मंथ्स द अक्टूबर 21st ऑनवर्ड 75-85% ऑफ माय टाइम वाज रिवीजन ऑफ व्हाट आई स्टडीड इन द लास्ट 2 वीक्स.
ऑसम.
The most important thing was I never missed revising what I revised in that last 1 week.
Okay.
I didn't care if I was exhausted and didn't revise anything new or didn't start anything new.
Right. So I didn't care. I love that. I love the fact that you didn't care to learn or read anything new if it was at the cost of revision. For you, revision was the priority. And I think that is an admirable strategy. Everybody should kind of consider following that. नया पढ़ो कि नहीं रिवाइज तो करना है.
अपने जीटी का एनालिसिस ही वही था कि 150 तो हम नींद में से सो के उठ के लिखे तो भी वही आ रहे सोते सोते लिख रहे तो भी वही आ रहे
तो सोते सोते मत लिखो ना. अच्छा एक बात बताओ नहीं एक बात बताओ. आई मीन यू मेड सच अ मेटिकुलस प्लान. राइट. पूरा कैलेंडर भर दिया. राइट. एक एक दिन में क्या क्या पढ़ना है वो पूरा डाल दिया. राइट. अभी ये बताओ कि How could you put yourself doing that every day? I mean, people need some kind of reassurance. Like people want to see ki mere mein kuch improvement aa raha hai. And that reinforces faith in their strategy. What was that faith that showed you ki yaar tum sahi raaste pe ho, aise karne se tumko rank aa jayegi?
Uske baad to guiding star to ye tha ki November mein jab AIIMS exam hua tha, tab tak 5 subjects ka hua tha sir revision theek se.
Okay, one-to-one-to techniques है.
Yeah, one-to-one-to techniques है. 5 subject का हुआ था ठीक से revision.
Okay.
और थोड़ा बहुत ऐसे चल रहा था fresh subjects.
Okay.
तो उसमें बस ऐसे ही जाकर लिख कर आए थे कि like we didn't have any big hopes क्योंकि already 155 correct हो रहे सिर्फ और 50,000 लोग में ही 15,000 rank आ रहा. हमने कभी like we didn't keep so high hopes because we were at a point of breakdown. तब जब exam लिख कर आए हम दोनों का rank अच्छा आया. एक आदमी का आया तो कोइंसिडेंस बोल सकते हैं बट दोनों का अच्छा आया. वी वर फॉलोइंग दैट स्ट्रेटजी
सेम स्ट्रेटजी एंड बोथ ऑफ यू सॉ एन इंप्रूवमेंट.
हां बोथ ऑफ लाइक इट वाज अ मैसिव इंप्रूवमेंट लाइक बोथ ऑफ अस गॉट अबव 95 परसेंटाइल सो दैट वाज ह्यूज.
ओनली आफ्टर रिवाइजिंग 5 सब्जेक्ट्स.
या जस्ट 5 सब्जेक्ट्स. अगर 5 सब्जेक्ट में इतना हो सकता है तो 19 सब्जेक्ट से क्या होगा.
ऑसम.
दैट फीलिंग वाज डिफरेंट. तब तो ऐसे लगा कि बस अपने आप को बोलते गए कि अपने माइंड मैप में कि ये एक रेस है. इसमें ना 8 जीटी 8 महीने 8 हफ्ते जो भी है ईच थिंग इज अ लैप. हमको बस इंप्रूव करना है. रिजल्ट छोड़ो हमको इंप्रूव करना है. आई ट्राइड
नो एंड योर फेथ इन योर स्ट्रेटजी वाज रीइंफोर्स्ड. राइट. द एफर्ट दैट यू वर पुटिंग इन मटेरियलाइज्ड.
या इट वर्क वंडर्स. लाइक इट वाज एट दैट पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम व्हिच आवर कॉन्फिडेंस got like a nitro boost. So that time we also knew that it's cumulative effort which matters, not like just a boost of effort. It's right. A cumulative effort.
Yeah, consistent effort all throughout.
Yeah, so our last 4 months we have studied, that will matter because agar wo matter nahi karta to koi padhta hi nahi.
Right.
And majorly what we are going to remember is what we have studied in last 1 month.
Right.
So ye to bahut important time hai. अब जितना अच्छा पढ़ेंगे तो उतना ज्यादा फायदा होगा.
Absolutely.
तो we kept on improving.
Absolutely.
So apart from this objective evaluation, जैसे कि I told कि I was an emotional person. I used to break down easily. Like
yeah.
Setbacks hurt me.
या
तो आई हैड कॉन्स्टेंट इमोशनल सपोर्ट फ्रॉम माई फैमिली फ्रेंड्स. आई हैड अ रोबस्ट इमोशनल सपोर्ट एक्चुअली फ्रॉम माई फियांसी फैमिली फ्रेंड्स सीनियर्स टीचर्स एवरीवन.
ऑसम ऑसम.
आई ऑलवेज हैड सपोर्ट इमोशनली फ्रॉम माई फियांसे हु यूज्ड टू रिमाइंड मी दैट आई कैन डू इट, दैट आई एम ऑलरेडी डूइंग गुड इनफ एंड नीड नॉट स्ट्रेस अबाउट इट. Aisha always was there for me to reinforce the confidence from within.
Awesome. Right. So I'm gathering you're an extremely lucky person, Dr. Shakib. I mean, such a supportive family, fiance, friends. It's awesome. I mean, not a lot of people are blessed like that. And I think you should cherish that. And I think you owe this success to them.
And my friends were my go-to antidepressants. Mm. I spoke to several people who were preparing for the exam from different cities. It used to be pretty common to share the same problems.
Mm-hmm.
And after speaking an hour or so with friends, I used to feel relieved that I'm not alone.
Right.
We all face similar issues.
Absolutely.
And all that matters is how we overcome them and how early we overcome them. I feel it's impossible to go on studying without having this kind of emotional support, at least for me.
Right.
Because it was very hard.
I mean, it's not only for you, Dr. Shakib. I think it is universal and it is for everyone. We need support because this is a critical time. This is a difficult time, not only mentally, emotionally, but physically as well, because you have to sit down continuously and study. And I think you were extremely lucky to have this halo of awesome people around you. And I wish everyone has that circle that you had. But moving forward, I want to know, I mean, what regrets do you have in your preparation that you would want to change or correct if you were given a second chance?
Had I started revision a little bit earlier,
yeah,
that regret. Because I started revision late with the 1-2-1-2 strategy in the October last week.
Uh-huh.
So that I could not finish the systematic revision of 19 subjects.
Okay.
Surgery, medicine, OBG, some major chunks were left out because of the less time and mm-hmm. lack of buffer zones in my schedule. Like if I have...
What is buffer zone? What do you mean buffer zone?
So buffer zones. So say like I have a common cold.
Okay.
And I lose 1 week.
Okay.
My schedule was so tight that I didn't have a week to add.
Uh-huh.
It was jam-packed.
Right.
Some things would happen that lead to loss of time, be it anxiety, ill health, bad mood, etc.
Right.
But I didn't have that buffer zones. I wish I had seen your video on average production hours, but it was not there back then.
Right.
It would have given the idea of buffer zones before the time anyways. But anyways,
I like that. I mean, I want to highlight the point that you mentioned here. I mean, God forbid people miss that point out. Is that if your schedule is too tight and jam-packed, there is a high chance that, you know, days will overflow into each other. So what you need to do is you need to plan and have comfortable, you know, schedules where you are allowed to make errors of few days. So that is the buffer zone Shakib is talking about. So suppose you want at least 6 days to finish a particular subject. Give yourself, you know, 7 days and 8 days, because unpredictable things can happen. And sometimes if one subject needs 6 days, you can finish it in 3 days. So those are the days that you can compensate for those buffer zones. Right now, I mean, it looks like that you are very sorted, you planned appropriately, you had a lot of support from your family and friends, and you approached this preparation very strategically. Apart from studies, what do you do in life? I mean, are you always a nerd like this, or do you have some other hobbies?
So, no sir, not at all a nerd. I had other things in life, like I play a lot of chess, I won the district rapid chess championship, I was selected for nationals, I play badminton, and I was also in a relationship about to get married. I used to hang out with friends every now and then, go for tea or food, etc.
What about being in relationship? A lot of students message me and talk to me and tell me, I mean, being in a relationship while preparation is a double-edged sword. It can be helpful or it can be detrimental as well. What was it like for you? How could you manage that?
I agree, sir, 100% to what you have said. It's a double-edged sword.
Right.
So my fiance Aisha, she is 1 year younger to me. She was in internship when I was post-intern. So she was always there by my side. She was also preparing by my side. It was like, even though she used to be pretty busy, we used to discuss and console each other when either of us was low. Like when she was low, I used to console, and when I used to feel low, she used to be there for me. So mm-hmm. we used to help each other. It was like a synergy. And apart from PG preparation, we made sure our relationship was never a hurdle because it's been about 7 to 8 years. So we never knew each other
for like 7 to 8 years.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We know from PUC and so it was never a hurdle in any way. And
awesome.
We never failed any exam because we always focused that academics matter a lot because we are going to become doctors. We wanted to become the best doctors available there. So there is a saying that behind every successful man, there is a woman. But behind me, there were so many women. I also want to say that. Yes, sir, my mother, my sisters.
Thanks for clarifying, Shakib. Thanks for clarifying. It was so much fun having you here, Dr. Shakib, talking about your story and breaking each day apart and exploring it in depth. But before I end this podcast, it's kind of like a ritual where I ask all my guests this one particular question. Number one, when did you start following me? And number two, did I bring any kind of value in your life?
First of all, I would like to thank you, sir, for being considering me able to have a chat with you and spend so much time with you. I used to follow your YouTube channel back when you used to make the MCQ videos.
Right.
It used to be those 5-minute videos. You could watch whenever
right.
you want.
Short ortho videos, right?
Yeah. And from there, when I was starting to prepare for NEET and the motivational videos when you started, those used to reignite the confidence and the fire to study more. Like, I could study 1 hour extra by seeing your video. 1 or 2. Like, you have that in you that you motivate people to study more. There are so many motivational videos everywhere, but I really like because you are from our stream and you relate to us. It was very relatable. Whenever I felt low or had some problem, I would watch a video or two, or maybe the same video multiple times when I am very, very low. I would watch 4 to 5 times the same video. I'm grateful to have had access to this multiverse of all the information at fingertips. Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing that with me. I consider my videos not as, and I'll tell you what I consider them. I mean, you can think of it as you like, but I think more than motivation, they are essentially strategy and concept videos where I try to show by example of what I could do and what you can do. And probably people find it motivational, but essentially it is basically telling you how to utilize your time properly.
Yes, sir. And totally. Like everybody, like the strategy is out there, right. But the way you present it makes us feel like, yeah, we can do it. We will do it.
Yes, so of course you can. Of course you can. And everyone listening to this podcast, all of you can, if you put your time in and the effort, like how Dr. Shakib did. So thank you very much, Dr. Shakib, for being a part of this show.
One more thing, sir, I want to add in. A lot of people would not have faith in what they're doing. Like, I did it this way. It doesn't mean that everyone has to do aise karna hai nahi.
Right.
Like, aap kaunsa bhi strategy follow karo. This competitive exam is a brutal game. So, you have to have faith in what you're doing.
Right.
You have to have faith so much that your strategy is working on a subconscious level. So, logo ko na apne aap mein bharosa karne ke liye, and you are doing a great job in that. Like, you are promoting.
Right. I mean, when you say that, Dr. Shakib, it reminds me of my first video that I made on my birthday 2 years ago, where I talk about having faith in your strategy, having faith in your teachers, having faith in
that.
Your notebooks, having faith in your material, right? So it essentially is that. I mean, if you have faith in everything that you're using and doing, trust me, you will find a way. Not today, not tomorrow, not in a week, but definitely eventually you will find a way. It was so nice talking to you, and I wish you all the best for your future.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Shakib. Thank you for being on the show. For everyone listening, I hope you found some value from today's session. Comment below and tell me if you did. Alright guys, keep things simple and stupid. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Comment your questions and suggestions below. I will try to talk about them in my next podcast. Till then, take care. Bye-bye.